Are you ready to apply God's Word to your everyday life? Welcome to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. I am your host, Joseph, the AI voice of Kurt Landry Ministries. Together we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move to greater levels of kingdom authority. Today's podcast title is, The Father's Heart. A Love Letter to His Children. The Father's heart is for you to know and experience His abounding love. As His child, His perfect love is always ready to walk you through trying times, speak words of peace, and give you the strength you never knew you could have. Here is the Father's heart to you. His beloved child. The Father's heart is to love His child. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. 1 John 3:1-2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, the Lord is saying, I want you to know that my voice does not condemn. It saves. I love you so much that I died so that you may have life, not just temporal life, but eternal, spiritual, above all you can imagine a life. I cover you with my perfect love. I long to honor you because you are mine. I reveal myself to you when you seek me because in me you will find perfect love. There is no room for fear because my love is overwhelming. I do not see your mistakes, failures, and shame because the power of my redeeming blood has covered you completely. My child, I love you. The Father's heart is that you know His perfect love, which casts out fear. When you seek Him with your heart, He reveals His. This is covenant love. The Father's heart is for His son and daughters. To experience His peace. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Psalm 72:7. In His days the righteous shall flourish, an abundance of peace, until the moon is no more. Isaiah 32:17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. In other words, the Lord is saying, my word brings peace, not chaos and confusion. The world will be turbulent at times, but my peace will abound. You are covered in my righteousness. And this robe of righteousness I have placed upon you will be everlasting. When you dedicate your steps to me, I will give you peace. I give you quiet assurance every step of the way. I long for you to receive my gift of shalom because you are my child. I love to bless my children with peace beyond measure. To experience His strength. Psalm 46:1-2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation, He is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. In other words, the Lord is saying, do not fear, my child, in the face of trouble. I've got you in the palm of my hand. I am the strength that will see you through. It is my strength that you have available to you, a strength that overcomes, a strength that endures, a strength that is righteous and pure. I am with you. Look to me alone for your strength, because no other kind can get you to where I am taking you. You are my child, you have access to my strength because I love you. To experience abundance. Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. In other words, the Lord is saying, in the midst of your enemies, I have only good plans for you. You are anointed and I am pouring my abundant love upon you, filling you completely. I only give good gifts because I only want what is best for you. My grace is sufficient for you. It abounds toward you. You will never lack when you come into my presence. My presence is where abundance resides. I do nothing in lack, but always in an outpouring of my spirit. This is my character. You are my child and I am shaping you into my image. I release abundant blessings upon you today because I love you. The Father's heart is to give. The Father longs to see you abide in his presence. He has a table there for you, inviting you always because he loves you. The Father's heart is to give his child identity and purpose. Ephesians 1 declares your identity. It speaks of your kingdom purpose, one that is predestined and unique to you. Your Father in heaven is rich in glory, and he desires for you to understand the inheritance you have in Christ as his child. The Father's heart is for you to know your inheritance through Yeshua. Blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Chosen before the foundation of the world. Predestined as a son or daughter. Accepted by his grace. Redeemed through his blood. Forgiven of sins. Abounded in wisdom and prudence. Made known the mystery of his will. Predestined for a purpose. Trusted the word of truth. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, the Lord is saying, I do not look at you with shaming eyes, but with eyes that see your beauty, strength, and purpose. I see you as my child. I see you enjoying every heavenly blessing. My child, I have planned out every moment of your life. Those moments are written in the heavenly books. I want those heavenly words to be manifested on earth through you. I long to see my children gathered together as one new man in me. I am reconciling the world to myself, and I invite you to be a part of this kingdom's purpose. Child, you do not know the strength you have in me, but I do. Receive my identity, purpose, strength, and love today. I am releasing it from heaven above. The Father's heart is that you lean on his identity, the one he gave you the moment you trusted in him and became a new creation. He wants you to know that your past, failures, success, and circumstances do not define you. He has a future of hope written for you. Allow him to write these words on your heart today. The Father's heart is full of love. It is a deep well that never runs dry. Holidays, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. What do you give someone who wants a deeper revelation of God? Connect them to the roots of their faith with a gift that strengthens. Get apparel, books, talents, and more that remind your loved one of God's heart for them. Check out clmmin.com/sale. That's clmmin.com/shopsale. You'll find the perfect gift of encouragement for any occasion. Check it out. You might find something for yourself too. Thank you for listening to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority.